good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 12th of January, and I am back. My team were back yesterday, but the first strategy piece of the year today, although I have been checking in every day. Hopefully you've enjoyed Marcus Today Light over the last couple of weeks. The market has had a very good week last week, and as I look, it is up 1.70% since Christmas Eve, so there hasn't been a heck of a lot going on. Having said that, it's up about 14% from the 1st of November, so we have continued this rally. We seem to be in a sort of sideways trading range again now, but the main message is this quiet bull market, or you might have called it since 1st of November, rampant bull market, continues, which is good. Big feature of the last week or so has been the oil sector, which was up about 7 or 8% last week on the back of a unilateral output cut from Saudi Arabia, and also a huge rally in BHP and Rio, both up about 9 or 10% in the last week, in just a week. And that comes on the back of the iron ore price going over $170 a ton. And apart from resources, whilst we've been away, banks have been very solid as well. Sector up over 4% last week. And bond yields are going higher. The 10-year bond yields above 2% in the US for the first time in over 2 years. That, of course, helps the bank margins. We'll come to that again in a minute. To sum up the drivers of our quiet bull market, one news wire summed it up over the break, saying the positives included vaccine development, central bank liquidity tailwinds, fiscal stimulus, upside risk to consensus economic and earnings growth expectations, and FOMO, the fear of missing out. The Wall Street Journal rather cutely called it the everything rally. Meanwhile, the negatives have included a slower than expected vaccine rollout, a bit of a hiccup in recovery hopes as non-farm payrolls fell for the first time since April last month. And there's also talk of stretched valuations, the risk of tax and regulatory changes. Now the Democrats have got control of the Senate. And a lot of the fangs last week have topped out possibly on regulatory risk. And that's a bit of a trend in our stocks as well. All tech sector going down whilst the market goes up. APT holding it up though. There are actually some sell signals now on APT and the tech stocks. And the other, let's not forget, the other positive is that the Democrats are talking about a new stimulus bill, which they can push through on their own, might be worth $1 trillion or more. So the usual things going on, there are positives and negatives, but I think overall, the market behaving itself, it doesn't look precipitous at the moment. So we can probably continue to remain fairly fully invested and continue to relax. Now, for those of you coming back from holiday, it's quite a good idea to have a look at your holdings, of course, and identify some of the market themes, because although the clickbait headlines at this time of year are the outlandish, contrarian, unlikely predictions of disaster, the reality is that the most predictable predictions, or the most likely predictions, are those that predict the current themes continuing. So let's have a look at what you've missed during the break and what themes are going on at the moment. And let's start at the beginning. The most obvious theme at the moment is the market going up. Up 14% in 3 months, 10% in a month. We raised our cash levels in the Marcus Today growth portfolio to 25% in the middle of December. That clearly was a mistake. It's caused us to underperform mildly over the break, although we did do some of the cashing up by selling travel stocks, which haven't done particularly well. I'll come to those in a minute. But generally speaking, market's still going up. Every reason to remain fairly comfortable, reasonably fully invested as we run into 2021. Another theme going on at the moment is recovery stocks have topped out. Pretty predictable given the hot spotting going on in Australia and the border closures. So travel and tourism topped out, not too badly. But things like Flight Centre down 9% over a month against a market that's obviously gone up. Corporate travel down 17%. So you can see there is some doubt about the straight line recovery of some sectors, including travel. But we'll be looking to get back into the sector at some point when a vaccine starts to get traction with case numbers, when the daily risk of hot spotting disappears, the sector will come back, particularly when international travel comes back. So just topping out in the last couple of weeks, not time to buy again yet, but obviously that could be an opportunity in recovery sectors. Another sector that's been doing well has been the banks. And worth pointing out that ANZ paid its dividend in December, December 16th, Westpac December 18th, NAB December 10th. When they pay their dividends, they are automatically reinvested in accumulation indexes, which is what a lot of fund managers use as their benchmark. So this is a time that fund managers don't like, because unless they accurately and costlessly reinvest the bank dividends they've been paid back into those particular stocks, they underperform the benchmark indices. Anyway, all the bank dividends got paid in December except for the CBA. Creates a bit of underperformance. We've got solid weightings in the income portfolio, but not in growth. And I think we'll keep it that way. Although there are some obvious positives on the horizon this year, which includes significant earnings improvements. Having over-provided for bad debts last year, they have plenty of firepower to add back provisions to improve earnings this year. And interest rates are inching up, which allows them to expand margins. You can see this year could be a year of earnings upgrades, brokers getting more positive, and of course, less regulatory risk, which has been persistent negative for the sector, which should now go away. As far as dividend normalization is concerned, which is what a lot of retiree investors are hoping for, we'll get an idea of the timetable of that when CBA produces results on February the 10th. And let's see if they, because they are now allowed to normalize their dividend, let's see what they do, because if they start to up their payout ratio, then the other banks will follow suit. So February the 10th, a interesting day for the bank sector. All in all, sector doing okay, sector still recovering. The only issue is sector's looking expensive. You've got PEs of 15 and 16 times. These are top end of the range PEs for this sector historically. CBA 20 times, which is pretty much unheard of, but on depressed earnings numbers. So we really need to look a year out, see what their earnings numbers are, and there's still some doubt about that. Brokers generally consider them to be fairly valued to overvalued at the moment, overvalued for CBA, Bendigo, going Adelaide and Bank of Queensland, slightly undervalued the rest. Anyway, banks should be doing okay. Tech stocks have started to fall a little bit. We hold Altium, Xero, all down in the last week and month. Afterpay's held up very well. I've got a performance table in the strategy piece today. This whole momentum versus value discussion is becoming very well established, and I think going forward, success in technology stocks this year is increasingly going to come down to stock picking and fundamentals rather than blind FOMO, which has paid off in the last year. You've got to be in the right stocks. And in the short term, sectors coming off the top. Some fairly big falls in the last week or so. Appen down 11%, Altium 11%, WiseTech 9%, Xero 8%, REA 5%, Pushpay 16%. So things coming off the top in tech. And it's hard to buy them on value grounds at this point in time. So work to be done to get tech stocks right this year. Further on the recovery front, REITs are topping out. It is a recovery sector, but these themes of working at home and shopping online are secular. In other words, behavior changes rather than necessarily cyclical. So I'm not sure you dive back in. There are some 5, 6% yields around in the sector, but it's not sexy. It's not sort of growth portfolio material. But doubtless at some point, should a vaccine get traction, we're going to see retail and office REITs recovering further. But it's not really sexy, got to be said. Then we come to resources flying along over the last week or so. Energy as well, all on the back of a strong iron ore price, strong oil price as well. You can't doubt the trend, so stick with it until it ends. These are not investment sectors, they're trading sectors. Admittedly, over long periods of time, you can trade the sectors. And the momentum's good, they're going up, you don't sell them. But I wouldn't trust them either. Resources more overvalued than energy. Energy still well off the highs last year. We'll be looking to up our energy bet again at the right moment. We've missed the last week, unfortunately. We saw Oil Search up 12%, Santos up 12%, Woodside up 10%, Origin up 6%, Worley's up 7%. We halved our holdings in the middle of December. Wish we hadn't. Still faithful in long-term recovery in energy, so we'll look to top those up at some point. Other quick sectors, retailers holding up quite well, stimulus checks still arriving, money still being redirected from spending on travel and holidays to retail therapy. Hotspots put people back in front of their computers instead of on the beach. And off they go, clickety-click, bye-bye-bye. Anyway, that sector holding up quite well. Again, at some point that'll become a valuation issue, although some of those stocks still look quite cheap. Healthcare's underperforming. That's because the Aussie dollar is somewhere near 77 cents at the moment. It's a commodity currency rallying on recovery hopes, and it dents all our big international stocks, most of which are in the healthcare sector. CSL, Cochlear, Ramsay, all down in the last month, 3 months, and 6 months. Meanwhile, gold has lost its shine. Gold, and there are a few buy signals on the chart. Tell you, if the market goes to hell in a basket anytime soon, that is an obvious sector to buy, but at the moment still going down. Motor stocks holding up quite well, a little bit like the retailers there. People are spending money on domestic holidays, driving holidays, idly spending their stimulus money on tarting up their cars. And there's also this expectation that post-pandemic, the use of public transport will, or demand for public transport will diminish, so we're all going to be in cars. So sector holding up fairly well, hasn't had the best week like the rest of the market. Then there are a few other sectors. Gambling's on the road to recovery. Media, which is a cyclical sector, has fallen over a little bit on delayed recovery hopes for the global economy. And we've got a recovery going on in aged care retirement homes, and lithium is flying along. Anyway, that sort of runs through a few sectors, if you're still with me. And as I say, the highest probability prediction is that the themes that are trending at the moment will continue to trend. There's no point us heading off down some lonely contrarian road just because it's the new year. So here are the current themes that are likely to persist. Expect the bull market to continue until it doesn't. If we taught you anything over the last few years, it's that you don't need to constantly fear a precipitous fall in the market. Just wait for it and react to it. Don't predict it. So expecting a bull market to continue until it doesn't. Looking for the recovery sectors to recover again, assuming there's a vaccine rollout without a hitch, which seems like the high probability bet at the moment. So in other words, we could probably at some point have another go at REITs, travel, tourism, energy as well. Come to that. In technology stocks, many of them are still in la-la land when it comes to valuation. The days of surviving on popularity, momentum, and FOMO alone are always, or were always, going to be limited. So be prepared to trade them, not invest in them. It's going to be a difficult sector to get right this year, considering the valuations versus the momentum. The resources sector trend and the energy sector trend depends on unreliable commodity prices, which are okay for now, but don't take them for granted. The energy sector probably a little bit safer than the resources sector because they're still well off their long-term highs. And we will look to be overweight energy, assuming case numbers start to fall as a vaccine rolls out. Banks are for income, not growth, but the odds are on a few positives for the year ahead, including dividend normalization, earnings improvements, less regulatory interference, and higher interest rates, which should lead to earning upgrades. And lastly, Aussie dollar strength likely to continue, but should the Aussie dollar fall over, jump on healthcare in particular. Unfortunately, the odds are on the Aussie dollar continuing to rally. So that's about that. That's where we sit at the beginning of the year, expecting the bull market to continue, looking to get or to play in recovery stocks this year, getting cagey about tech stocks, watching commodity prices to decide whether to stick with resources and energy, holding banks in income, and looking to buy healthcare should the Aussie dollar fall over, and gold should the market fall over. The biggest risks this year, if we were to do some contrarian thinking, there's always lots to worry about if you go looking for it. But what could really put a spanner in the works? The most obvious thing is a virus mutation that renders existing vaccines ineffective and puts us back on square one with a medical solution. Seems very unlikely, but if it happened, all those pandemic beneficiaries would soar again, recovery sectors would dump, the market would briefly probably collapse again, and anything that dents global economic recovery hopes will have a similar sort of effect. And a lot of that is likely to be vaccine or medical related. But let's not get spooked by something that hasn't happened just because it could happen. And a little footnote, the other obvious negative development could be the appearance of inflation, some sort of change in central bank rhetoric that moves from maximum stimulus to some sort of hawkish policy tapering. Although they collapsed the market with that message in 2018, they're unlikely to do it again. And that's about that. There was too much to cover and too much to write today, so we'll eke some of that out over the next few days. Meanwhile, at the end of the strategy piece today are a few technical observations, and just to give you those, there are a couple of buy signals, IAG, AGL, although every time we buy AGL, we regret it. But there you go, a couple of buy signals. And on the RSI sell signals, Afterpay on a daily chart, City Chic, Nanosonics, NIB Holdings, and REA all topping out on the very short-term charts. Right, that's about it. Glad to be back, sort of. As I leave you, our market, where the futures were down 1 this morning on the back of the Dow Jones down 89. Our market up 18. Resources down a touch. Banks strong yet again. Tech stocks undecided, depends which one you look at. And gold down. Not much going on, really. You have yourself a fabulous day, and I will speak to you tomorrow.